Communion at the Gate Theatre by Mary O'Malley. This is the time of life when a woman goes to Dublin to the theatre to get away. The night every Leaving Cert student in Ireland is up from the country to see the same RSC production. Hamlet is small and elegant and very English. What did she expect? That after all these years he would have grown really Danish? The lies would be less eloquent, gestures less fluid? Tonight, she finds the prince tedious and self-obsessed. "You are 30 years old, for Christ's sake," she shouts, startling the audience. The students are disapproving, then delighted. Now that they have stopped texting one another, the girls are shaping some of the words. There is royal Shakespearean body language between Claudius and Gertrude. The boys whistle, applaud uneasily. The woman thinks Gertrude is entitled to her lover's kiss. "What kind of twisted little shit are you?" she asks Hamlet, but silently Hamlet is relentless. The actor, 50 if he's a day, torturing his mother, who is the same age, no one cares. It is as bad as Macklemore playing Romeo. The kids are loving it. "We are rearing a generation of throwbacks," she thinks, without Latin to sustain them, much less history. She checks the exits, measures her chances. She rises in a crouch just as a hush is spreading through the house. Here and there, along the rows, the students begin to mouth Hamlet's soliloquy. The half-formed faces, half-lit, are devout. At "What is a man in his chief good be but sleep?" the ungodly voices join in, as at Mass.